Thank you. Next, we'll go to Jared Smoley, followed by Jordan Angeli. And as we begin to wrap up the availability, we'll go with Jacob Myers and then Brett Hillebrand.
Hi, Caleb. Following up on that, you now turn the page to another match against a really quality opponent, and I'm wondering how you try to set those difficulties aside from last night. Your players have to refocus. You obviously don't have a player who's a difference maker in the match available for that game. So I'm wondering how you recenter your team, how you refocus yourself and your team, and try to take care of a really difficult task on the road against an excellent opponent.
Yeah, really easy, because my team played very well last night. So I feel really, really good about where my team's at, where my players are at. I feel really pissed off about a couple of things that happened. And, I felt like I needed to fight for my players and their performance and a little bit some of the things that I'm tired of that are happening that need to change. Not that I'm the guy that is going to change or correct something, but you know what? I think in some ways things need to be said. And that's sometimes means that, yeah, okay, I'm the guy that's complaining, but I don't care. At the end of the day, I care about our league. I care about the game. I care about MLS. I care about the growth of the sport. I care about even officiating, believe it or not. And so we need to improve. And if you don't say anything, then the players are going, coach, that's. Can you need help? You need to say something, And so I felt like in that moment I needed to say something. So at the end of the day, it doesn't change our mindset, doesn't change how I feel about my group, it doesn't change anything regarding training today, which we had, our recovery, our focus for the next game, nothing changes. In fact, it doesn't even change our focus for the next leg. In some ways, it gives us a little bit more of an edge. If we're winning 2-1, maybe we start to go, okay, we're in a great position and we can even draw the game on the road. In some ways, maybe that late goal is the best thing that could happen to us because we're going to go into the next game knowing we need to win. And that we honestly, our mindset is going to be to score a couple goals. We score a couple goals, I think we're going to have a good chance. And at the end of the day, if they score a couple, then now we're in overtime. But our mindset's going to be to play to win and play aggressive, and we're not going to overthink it. And I don't think it changes a thing that we do in that next leg. And it certainly doesn't change anything we do on the weekend.
Thanks, Caleb. Next, we'll go to Jordan Angeli.
Hey, Caleb, thanks for chatting with us. The game this weekend against Montreal, a team who's off to a really good, fast start. They were the only team you guys lost to at home last year. There's a little bit of extra incentive behind them. What have you seen from them? Because they do look like a different squad in their growth since the last time you saw them into this game here this weekend.
I think they look to be playing a little lighter, less tense. They're a young team, they're a talented team, they're an athletic team, and I think they're well coached. And they seem like there's a little bit of less kind of tension and pressure on them. And they had some talent last year, and they had some good moments last year where I thought they were excellent. Played good football, and I think they're a dangerous team. And I think to some extent, the first two games, Toronto and Nashville, kind of underestimated them. And I think you see that sometimes with a team that maybe maybe they made the playoffs, but they didn't have as good a year as some. And so I think they were flying under the radar a little bit, but no longer. We have respect for them, and they've got pace and they've got talent. And the way that they play in terms of system is a little bit tricky to manage. So transition's important. They attack very narrow. They have great team speed, and they're organized and tough to break down. So it'll be a difficult game. We're going to have to rotate some for sure. But we're very focused on getting our first league win, first road win.
Thanks, Caleb.
For our final two questions, we'll go to Brett Hillebrand and Jacob Myers.
Hi, Caleb. You've kind of answered this in part, but when you're faced with a game, like you experienced last night, I'm curious as to how you kind of take the pulse of a locker locker room and how a game like that affects the team in a way that is like potentially binding or bringing them together in that, like, when you face blatant incompetency like that, it has a way of motivating them, not just in that specific competition, but perhaps for the season at large, and how much you think situations like that in some ways help you and help this team, you know, later on down the line.
Yeah, I think, Brett, that last night was a great, great day for us, a great night for us, really, in a lot of ways. And we knew it would be a challenge. We knew that it would, you know, allow us to measure ourselves. But I told the group actually before the game, I didn't want it to measure ourselves. I wanted it to prove ourselves. You know, when you're measuring, you're saying you're not there. When you're proving, you're saying you are there. And I thought we proved ourselves. And I thought we showed our quality. We showed our level. We showed that we can match a team like that who has a ton of history, way more than us, and way more experience and bigger budget and a lot of things. But I thought we were the team pushing the game, carrying it, dictating it. That was really exciting to see. And still some things we can do better in the boxes, you know, the final piece, the finishing a little bit. Obviously the goals we gave up, you know, last one for sure. But I thought overall the play was excellent, and I think the group knows it, you know. So when your locker room knows that you performed and that you raised your level and that the coach was happy, you know, it was a good feeling today, you know, with also a little bit of an edge, like you said, that we still have a chip on our shoulder and we're still proving ourselves. And yet I think in this first league game on the road, there's a chip because we didn't win a road game last year. There's a chip in the next leg to still get through in the tournament. But I think we grew, and I think we for sure gained confidence last night. And I think the players feel good right now with where we're at.
Thank you, Caleb. And then a final question will go to Jacob Myers.
Caleb, with Lucas out for the second game, and you just said it doesn't really change much, but just how are you balancing? Maybe you can use him more since he won't necessarily need to rest for that second leg, but also assuming that guy is Alex Matan stepping in there, wanting to get him in a good run of form. Just how are you balancing those things, and how important is maybe this weekend game for a guy like Alex?
Yeah, Alex isn't quite ready to start yet in terms of minutes. You know, I don't like to start anybody unless I know they're good for at least a 60. In some cases, we'll start, you know, in tight windows, a guy knowing we're going to switch and swap at 45. But I would expect him to factor in for sure the last 30 minutes of this next game. And then he eventually will get a start here coming up when I think he's ready to manage at least 60 minutes. But I also want to give him time a little bit to integrate, understand, you know, our game model. I don't want to throw him in the deep end at the wrong time. He's a young player and he's a quality player. And it's important in his debut that he's ready mentally, tactically. So I've tried to slow drip him in a couple games. You know, we got the goal after he went in, you know, Pedro moved to the right. So it was great that we got a goal, you know, when he went in. I thought, you know, he's only had 5 minutes, so it's not like he's had a ton of time, but I think even just being in the game, you know, helps him slowly feel comfortable. You know, we got to be patient with him. He's very young, like I said, and it's going to take some time, but I think he'll be playing here in the next game and certainly in the future get his initial start. In terms of balancing Lucas, you know, I think perfect world, yeah, because he can't play in the second leg. He'd play again, but also we have to be careful with a guy like him. There's probably, you know, 6 or 7 guys that we can keep rolling with that are durable enough to, you know, play multiple games in tight windows. But it's early in the year. There are some guys that it would be a risk to do that. And, you know, we have to be careful knowing that we have this second leg. We have, again, after that, DC at home. And then again, after that, we have Toronto on the road. So it's a lot of games. And I do want to get a core of six or seven guys. You know, for me, I can start to build that durability and keep that continuity. But there are some guys that just aren't quite ready for that. A Darlington Nagbe, for instance, and Artur, a Lucas. So we have to be smart with kind of who we keep rolling with, who we rotate. So Lucas, we'll see, you know, can he start? Can he get a 60? Is he only good for a 45? It's very tight. We only have 2 days in between games. And the worst thing we can do is, you know, get an injury early in the year like we got with Kevin Molino.
Thank you, Caleb. This is going to conclude this media availability. Thank you all for joining us.